Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Kofola first half 2018 financial results conference call. The financial results will be commented by Mr. Daniel Buryš, Kofola Group CFO and a member of the Board of Directors. Kofola is further represented by Finance Manager Mr. Pavel Jakubík and Group Reporting Manager Mrs. Lenka Frostová. I will now hand over to your host, Mr. Daniel Buryš. Sir, please go ahead.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Here is Daniel speaking. Welcome on our first half 2018 conference call. First, even though we will, of course, report you our financial results, first let me only say some small marketing success, comment marketing success, because we have special application as a game for children for summer advertisement. The name is Pieno Žrouti, and this application is very successful. We are the most downloaded application in Czech and Slovak market, more than 150,000 downloaded applications, and the game is about catching of some pictures. Also, my picture, which is on our presentation, it's target for children. And today we have more than 350,000 caught Pieno Žrout. So that's again some evidence of our ability to use online advertisement on the market. And after this small introduction, let me comment our financial results. I think that you see that our results in second quarter and also for full half year are quite successful. So maybe it's better to start with negatives and with things which were not achieved, tasks which were not achieved. So first, Poland, still declining. The only positive is that we stop decreasing trend direction of brand sales. So brand sales is on last year level, but we are still we have still strong decrease of private label production. As you know, we concentrated production to one production plant, to Kutno in Poland, and the season for us is on our expectations, but we announced also that we will continue with the option that we will that we plan also think about divestment of Poland. So we will inform you as soon as possible about our next progress in this project. We report positive increases in Adriatic region, so in Croatia and Slovenia, but these results are above our expectation, below our expectation. In Croatia, that's because we had to renegotiate our conditions with retailers. That's because of new law, so that's a change of structure of sales, of net sales level. We are growing very strong in Pepsi brand, Pepsi brands are for us less profitable than own brands, of course, because that's franchise only. And we also report lower sales in Lidl and Metro in Croatia, which is the question of very strong sales of competitors, especially Jana Jamnica, because this leader of Croatia market has very strong promotions in Q2. And also in Slovenia, we expected more in Q2. There are two reasons for this, that we are renegotiating conditions with Mercator, so we are not promoting in Mercator. And Mercator, that's in Slovenia the most important retailer with 35% market share on the market. And also the weather in Adriatic region, especially in June, was very bad. In Slovenia, there was the worst weather in last 20 years. And even though the weather in April and May was very nice, the impact of weather in Slovenia was negative on our Q2 sales together. It's question, if I'm describing negatives, it's of course question if increased salary is negative or positive on P&L side. Is of course the cost, so from this perspective is negative. So we spent 80 million or 50 million Czech crown more on salaries, that's increased 8.2%, and that's because just in the Regency region, that's the trend of a very strong push on employee benefits and salary costs. We expect that this trend will continue, but from which is positive on this thing is that the household consumption is growing on our market, so we are able to cover these costs. So that's the negative of Q2. And now let me speak more about positives. So we have very positive sales level. We grew in second quarter. We can say in all parameters of our business, especially if we exclude Poland from our reporting, and so we grew on sales side, and very significantly we grew on EBITDA side. So EBITDA grew 26.6%. The main trigger of growth is in our core market, which is Czechoslovakia, especially in Czech Republic. We can say that in Czech Republic we doubled gross margin, so we are on a very positive direction from on our biggest market. The reason why Czech Kofola is growing more quickly today than Slovak Kofola is that impact of sugar and also of strengthening Czech crown is more positive for Czech Kofola. First, that's because of portfolio structure, because we produce in Czech Republic syrups and also other products which are based on sugar more than in Slovakia. So we expect that the trend will continue also in the rest of the year. Our market shares are stable. Especially in Slovakia, we grew on market shares. In Czech Republic, we can say that we are stable, and also in Adriatic region. So we are not the only successful company on soft drinks market. So the market is growing, especially in value is market growing. And in volumes, it's, we can say the market is stable. And our market shares, again, I repeat, is stable. We came on the market with successful innovations, especially Royal Crown Cola, our new concept, even though Royal Crown is a licensed product, the new brand identity is developed by Kofola. So this product is very successful on the market, especially in Horeca, and also Vina Frizzante, partly served as a draught product because we see the trend of draw lemonade growth on the market, so we react on it by this premium product on the market. So that's the two most successful innovations. And so the Q2 results together, we see that EBITDA, we achieved EBITDA 342 million Czech crown, and that's compared to last year 270. So that's total result of Q2. If we look on 6 months performance, We see very positive trends in all markets, excluding Poland. Again, excluding Poland, so the sales are on last year level because of Poland. Excluding Poland, we grew significantly, and we are growing in gross margin, and we achieved EBITDA 439 million Czech crown compared to last year 349 million, so that's increased 29.5%. It's very positive results, but if you remember last year EBITDA was we were not satisfied with last year EBITDA, so still we are quite conservative in our expectation of next development. So that's briefly the status, our negative and positive development. And now let me maybe comment more some corporate things, and then I will continue with our expectation for next month. So maybe you read from the media that yesterday the general meeting approved our capital decrease. So we continue in this project of optimization of structure of equity. The only reason why we do it is that we want to keep dividend policy in level from last year's, and in case of impairment of Poland, which is very possible, even though if we will divest Poland or if we will continue with Poland, we expect in the end of next month significant impairment of book value of HOP Polska. And so we now, after this capital increase decrease approval, we still have the ability to pay to keep the dividend policy also for next year. Maybe it's fine also to repeat that we in June we paid the biggest record dividend in our history. It was 16.20 crown per share, which today represents annual dividend yield around 5%. So that's very positive. And of course, we are not very happy of level of share price of our stock exchange. But what we see as a very positive is the dividend, is the increase of free float, which increased to 15% after a partial exit of enterprise investors. And the liquidity of our shares is now 5 times bigger than before this partial exit. So that's from the corporate side. And now let me comment briefly our expectation for the rest of year and also partly for next year. So first is the EBITDA guidance. We announced in beginning of year that we will update EBITDA guidance for this year, which is 1 billion Czech crown after season. So it will be updated in after Q3 results. But what we can see that we see very positive trends also because of nice weather during the main season, which we have in these months. So weather is helping us. We expect also the continue of salary growth in next month. Partly that's because of the market, of labor market. Partly that's because of successful performance of the company. So part of course, especially the business part of the company is dependent on performance. So there we see we expect increasing level of bonuses for team. We can still calculate with very low sugar prices, and that's not only for this year, but we see now also the options for contracts for next 2 years on this year level. The current level of sugar prices is around 300 euro per ton, which is very, very positive for us, even though for this year we contracted for prices above 350. But for next year, so we can calculate for sugar savings also compared to this year. We still believe that we will finalize the Poland restructuring or divestment of our subsidiary HOP in Poland. So that's a big task for the management in second part of year. And we want to support the free float of the company. So we believe that our private equity partners from Enterprise Investor will continue with their exit, and the free float will be increased above 25%. But that's, of course, not in our hands. But we will support this process as possible. So that's from my side. So I'm happy that I could report positive direction of the Kofola. We confirmed the increasing direction from last quarters, and we expect that we will continue also in next quarters. So now I'm ready to answer your questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding until we have our first question. Our first question comes from Mr. Piotr from Osterbank. Sir, please go ahead.
Good morning, this is Peter Bartek, Arsta. I wanted to ask you about the guidance. Looking at the last year, the first half result accounted for some 37% of full year EBITDA. If I were to apply it on this year, I would arrive at the EBITDA of around 1.2 billion, not 1 billion, which is quite a significantly more. So if you can comment on this. And second question would be to hedging of sugar. You mentioned that current prices are around 300. You hedged 350, so it means that in the next year we could expect some 15% decrease. And if you are already hedging 2020, if I understood correctly. Thank you.
Okay, hello, Peter. that's a nice question. I think that your this type of calculation of EBITDA is too simple. Our company is working, of course, on some contracts, full year contracts with retailers. And also the structure of company, the split between fixed cost and variable cost is a little bit different year to year. And I'm sure that that the 1.5 billion Czech crown it's a very good target.
1.2,
fine. Sorry. 1.2 is a very nice target, but I think it's not achievable this year. I believe that in next years we will be close this figure. We are too conservative, but really today we work with 1 billion guidance, and after Q3 we will give you, I'm sure, more optimistic, but it will be I'm sure it will be not above 1.1 billion Czech crown. Yeah, that's still we have a lot of questioners on our business, and the biggest is of course when we will be ready to solve the Polish troubles. And your second question, we signed each year full year contract for sugar. For this year, it was on level 370. Partly, we are buying the cheaper sugar on the market, so we are today below 350 in average of sugar price. We started negotiations for next year, and we are now discussing if it's the best option to sign contracts also for 2020. Longer contracts are not in table, so the producers are today not ready to discuss longer options for us, and so we are also analyzing the option of forward contracts with banks, for example. But still, it's open, so contracts for next year are not signed, and we expect it will be in the end of September. During the next call, we can inform you about our conference strategy. But what is really today, we can be sure that the contract will be below 2018 contract. And maybe a small comment, we are not, of course, that the positive impact, but the really deep decrease of sugar prices, that's not good message for us, because the producers and also all traders with sugar will be now very very careful in their volumes on next year, so we expect that the prices after 2-3 years drop down will increase again. So it's for us, the best option is the stable prices of sugar, which are not today.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have a follow-up from Mr. Peter from Erste Bank. Please go ahead.
Good morning again. Two more questions from my side. One is if you can provide us an update on our M&A strategy, especially in Adriatic region, if we can expect something in the coming quarters. And second thing is also the development in Croatia. How do you see this as of today? What are the revenue outlook and especially margins? Thank you.
Yeah. So thank you for your question. First part is M&A. Maybe I forgot to comment that during first half we realized two smaller acquisitions for this Leros. So we continue with integration of Premium Rosa, which is our Polish, very successful Polish startup of natural products with Czech traditional, long-term traditional company, Leros. So that's a new pillar of our business, the herbal and natural syrups products. And second, our acquisition was Kláštorná. We bought the, and we will revive new brand of mineral water on Polish or on Slovak market. We plan it in next year, start with production in next year. Now we are preparing the marketing concept for this brand. For next project, in our strategies, focus on Adriatic region. We see that Agrokor announced restructuring plan, where it's written that Agrokor will not sell their assets in next 2 years. So that's for us, maybe in this moment, the good message, because our financial structure today and also our share price today is will not we are in this situation not ready to start in Jana Jamnica tender. So this postponing of this project is positive for us. But we are working on additional projects in the region. We will not comment it, but that's very interesting target. But I don't expect signing this year. So I think that these two smaller acquisition in 2018, that's all. But we are working on this, and the strategy to cover Adriatic region by acquisitions and also by Radenska as a region flagship is continuing. So that's about acquisition. And your second question was Croatia. We are growing in Croatia in first half 16%, which is not bad. In pieces of product, we are growing 20% compared to last year. The difference between value and pieces is not the price increase, but that's the change of conditions with retailers, which were renegotiated because of new law in Croatia. So real increase in Croatia is 20%. But it's below our expectation. We expected bigger growth. And what is for us not the best is that we grew mainly on Pepsi brand and Radenska brand. Radenska growth 60% in Croatia now, and Pepsi growth 50% in Croatia. So that's very positive. But the margin from Pepsi is, as I mentioned, lower than in our own brands. And still, we are behind expectation in traditional Croatia brands, which are Studenac, and also, for example, Lero. So even though we increased our marketing spends on this brand, it's still not enough, and we have to continue with this work. The EBITDA margin expectation is for this year still very low, so it's single-digit EBITDA margin expected in Croatia this year, and our target EBITDA margin is 10%, so we are still far from this target, but I think that we continue. Continue with growth. First, market for us is really important. Market penetration, supply chain structure, sales team stabilization, and investment to brand. That's the simple but not in 1 year realizable task. Yeah. So. That's all.
Thank you. Very helpful.
Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. Ladies and gentlemen, as a reminder, if you wish to ask a question, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. Thank you for holding. We have no other question, dear speaker. Back to you for the conclusion.
Okay. So thank you very much for your attention. We were very happy that we can we could report you positive financial results. Even though now started rain in Ostrava, the weather is helping us to help. Weather and sugar is helping us to be successful this year. But that's not only to this our reasons why the results are so positive. We were successful in innovations. We successfully continue with acquisitions, and we believe that next call we will announce higher targets for guidance for EBITDA for this year. So thank you very much for your attention, and thank you also to my colleague to preparation of the reports and all documents. Thank you very much. See you in October, November. Sorry. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our conference call. Thank you for participating. You may now disconnect.